How you football fans doing today? This is Mr. Blitz. All right, so listen, check this out. Before I go on with my show, I want to talk about something that I never do on my show, and that is basketball. Yes, that game last night, the NBA Finals, the Spurs versus the Heat. Yo, I ain't gonna lie, fans. I could have swear I was watching an NFL game, a Super Bowl, an AFC or NFC championship game, winding down to the last drive, momentum shifting. It felt like I was watching football. And I say that because Mr. Blitz, yeah, that's me. Football is my thing. Football and more football. And it felt like that's how enticed and excited I was when I was watching the NBA Finals. I'm normally like that when I'm watching football, college or pro. Never like that with basketball. I like basketball. I do got skills too. Yeah, that's right, I do. I could play some ball, but football is my thing. And it felt like I was watching the NFL. I was like on my seat, for real. That being said, let me move on and do what I do best, and that is talk about football. All right, so who we gonna talk about today? We're gonna talk about the Carolina Panthers, and we're gonna start out by talking about their quarterback, Cam Newton. Now, check this. I'm not gonna bring up a lot of stats about Cam, but I'm gonna hit on certain fine points concerning his situation in that organization. Okay, now Cam Newton been in the league for 3 years. Last year he passed for 3,869 yards. He only had 19 touchdown passes with 12 picks. I mean, the yardage, the year, his rookie year, he broke a lot of rookie records. And then last year, which is they call quote and unquote the sophomore jinx, meaning the next year things seemed to go wrong, and it did. He didn't play that well, even though I think they won their last five games. So that being said, now he's into his third year, Mr. Cam Newton. But that being said, I want to hit on some fine points about Cam. And the deal with Cam is that, you know, this cat, 6'5", 250, I mean, a big quarterback, big arm. He could run, he can pass, he can make every throw. I say this a lot about a lot of quarterbacks, because a lot of quarterbacks can do this. He can make every throw on the field. Now, that being said, he's the prototype quarterback. Big, strong arm, can throw downfield, and do got wheels. He can run when he need to. Not only when he have to, when he need to. Yes, he can elude tacklers. Cam got some skills. So listen, that being said, let me move on. What I want to talk about concerning Cam is his situation when he's on the field and a touchdown is scored. What I mean by that is, check this out. I'm going to break this thing down for you guys. Cam got to step up to the plate and stop doing some, I'm going to be straight up when I say this, corny antics, which don't make any sense on the field when the Carolina Panthers have scored a touchdown. Now, you think about what I said and you're saying, wait, what are you talking about? I'm talking about this. Sometimes when Cam scores a touchdown, I mean, he runs it in, quarterback sneak, or he's scrambling and he run downfield and he score. And he normally, after he scores, I don't know if he do this when he throws a touchdown, but I know when he scores a quarterback touchdown, he normally do the Superman impression, which meaning, you know, Superman, he opens up his shirt, he goes into the phone booth and changes to Superman. Cam does that when he scores a touchdown, and him doing that is not the issue for me. You know, I don't got a problem a guy flexing, you know, he scored a touchdown. You know how them cats do it in the NFL. They score a touchdown, they want to flex a little bit. I don't got a problem with that. I got a problem with it with Cam doing it, because sometimes when they getting busted up, when they getting blasted, he does a Superman impression and they lose him by 20 points. Really? You getting waxed in the game. Yeah, I seen it. Yeah, up close. Not up close and personal, but up close. I'm watching the tube and they getting waxed. And then after he scored a touchdown, they didn't get the game close. They didn't take the lead. They're not coming back from behind. They getting blasted, getting busted up. And he'll score a touchdown, and he stands up and yell, and he opens up. He used the impression, opening up his shirt like Superman do when he runs in, about to run into the phone booth and change. He does that. Your team is getting bust up. And you, really? Seriously? Yo, slow your roll, man. Come on, get back on point. Do what you do best. Win games. Throw big-time touchdowns. Get your team to rally around you. Lead this organization. Get them to the playoffs soon. This is his third year coming up. He got skills to do that. So Cam Newton got skills. He got everything you want in an NFL quarterback. He need to slow his roll when it comes down to his team fighting in the game, patting guys on the back, giving some high fives. Yeah, it's all good. Don't do that Superman impression when your team is getting waxed. Yeah, blasted, busted up, and you come up doing the Superman impression and your team is down by 20, 30 points. Really? Slow your roll, dog. Come on. Get back on point. Do what they draft. Do what you do. Do what you're supposed to do. Show them why they drafted you. Number one overall pick 2 years ago. Come on, Cam. Come on, baby. Come on, Cam. Come on, baby. Do what you do. Come on, cut that other nonsense out, because you haven't proven anything yet. Your rookie year, yes. Your sophomore year, yeah, you heard me. Now your third year. Come on now. Now is the time, and I believe you can do that. You can get the job done. Come on, baby. Let's keep this moving now. He got some help. I was talking a couple of weeks ago about this particular guy the Giants have. Carolina Panthers have a receiver by the name of Dominic Hickson from the New York Giants. This guy is fast. He could catch. He got good speed. Yes, that's another component for Cam Newton. And then they drafted this other guy a couple of years ago, a Brandon LaFell out of LSU. This cat got to start paying dividends, because this guy could play too. So Cam, you got some weapons. You got Dominic Hickson from the Giants, this cat 2 years ago, LaFell, and not to mention 13-year veteran Steve Smith, number 89. This guy is a little guy, but he don't play little. For real, this guy got speed, and he talk mad trash, and he backs it up. Check it, his stats last year, 73 receptions, 1,174 yards. He only had 4 touchdowns. That being said, he got some weapons on the outside. Who I'm talking about? Him? I'm talking about Cam Newton. You got weapons on the outside. Come on, baby. Come on. Get the Carolina Panthers over the hump, which means got to get them, find a way, get them to the playoffs. I believe they could get that done, but I'm jumping the gun, so I got to stay on point. Let me keep this moving. Let's talk about the running backs. Carolina Panthers got some good running backs. We're going to keep it with Jonathan Stewart. For real. Boom. D'Angelo Williams. For real? Come on. And now they draft this cat out of Oregon, running back by the name of Kajon Bonner. You remember Oregon? The Ducks last year in college? Yeah, that's right. I do my homework and I watch college ball. I keep telling you fans that I watch college ball because that's what I do. That's how I know to get this information to you cats. This guy is a speedster. I mean, that high profile offense. Kelly, the coach for the Philadelphia Eagles, he coaches the Philadelphia Eagles now. The coach who coached this running back. He's in the NFL for the Philadelphia Eagles, the coach. And now Kajon Bonner from Oregon is with the Carolina Panthers. So, speedster, quick. He's a little guy. I don't know how much pounding he could take. He's not going to be an every down back. But the backfield is semi-loaded. It really is. You feel me? Now, I'm going to move on to the defense. And I'm only going to say a few things about the defense of the Panthers. Now, the Panthers defense was ranked 13th against the pass. 13th against the pass. And they was ranked 14th. Against the run. I'm telling you these stats because I'm not going to get into certain plays on defense. But that being said, right there, 13 and 14 respectively, 13 and 14, that means the defense is intact. Their defense is good. They got a good offense. They got a good running game. They got good receivers. They got a good straight up quarterback in Cam Newton. So you put all those elements together and what you got? You got to have playoff bound Panthers. You feel me? I'm going to say it again. Playoff bound Panthers. Even though they're in a very tough division. And I say tough because back in the days in the NFC South, nah. But now the NFC South with New Orleans, Atlanta, and Tampa Bay. I mean, everybody know what New Orleans and Atlanta could do. Tampa Bay is rising this year. Carolina is right there. It's going to be, I really believe, a four-way race. Seriously. Don't know exactly who's, well, I know who's going to finish first. Who's going to finish second. The issue is who's going to finish third. And if whoever finished fourth, they still going to be right there because that's the type of division it is now. There is a lot of parity in the NFL nowadays. A lot of people don't like it, but I like it. That means any team from anywhere could come out of nowhere and get into the playoffs and get to the Super Bowl. That's what parity is in the NFL. I love it. So listen, that being said, that's my show, Mr. Blitz, coming at you left, right, up the middle, over the top, on my knees, crawling to get to you, to get that information to you that you need and want. You know why? Because I'm that guy. This is what I do. I keep it real and I keep it moving. And remember, I keep hollering at you cats saying, if you want to know, if you want to listen, if you want to talk, come holler at your boy, because this is what I do. You feel me? Now, you guys have a good day and be safe. Peace.